For Allie, that'll be her first. To be the first on the team. Going to the line will be number 22, Alexis Davis. Davis sets for the first free throw, and it is good. 6-5. She could tie it up here with this second free throw. Second shot is up, and it's good. Davis now with two, and the Lady Bears and the Lady Greyhounds are tied at six. Roberts picks up the dribble. They go into the corner to Reisner. Reisner kicks it back out to Corbett, back over to Roberts. They swing it around the outside, still behind the three-point line. Tyson had her pocket picked by Davis. She'll go to the basket for the easy two. Good play there by Alexis Davis. They've had two field goals just like that where they have come from behind to pick a pocket and get an easy layup. With the basketball, Corbett with a nice move to get around the defense, and she's going to draw a foul on Giants. Giants not happy, said something. Picking up the foul. Lady Bears going at Giants inside. That is her second foul. So that's pretty big for the Lady Greyhounds. Molly Corbett at the line looking to tie it up here with a couple of free throws. Molly knocks it down. She's got three. And makes it a one-point ball game at 8-7. Corbett will set for the second shot here. Couple of dribbles. The ball's in the air, and it's good. High arching free throw there for Molly Corbett. She's got four. And we're tied at eight. Pass up the floor. Matheny with it. Matheny will give it out to Davis. Davis in the corner to Spence. Spence fake the drive. Comes back out to Matheny. Good ball handlers here from Sloan Hendricks with these guards. Matheny a long three. It's good. Matheny with 5 points now, and it's a three-point Sloan Hendricks lead. Molly Corbett looks at a triple team here. She'll give it off to Robbins. Back out to Corbett. Now to Tyson. Over to Robbins on the wing. Bethany's pass tipped. She gets it right back in the middle, puts it up, and draws a foul. Lady Bears doing a good job attacking the basket here, picking up some early fouls. Bethany Robbins gets the foul. That foul on Matheny, her first. Bethany's first one is good. Lady Bears so far, 5 out of 5 at the free throw line. She'll set for this second, trying to make it a one-point game. And as I said that, she missed one. It's chased down in the corner by the Lady Greyhounds. Sloan Hendricks with the basketball. Matheny gives it out to number 22. Again, that's Davis. Matheny back out to Brown. Brown over to Davis. Davis trying to get free in the lane. Puts up a wild shot. That's no good. And the rebound's touched, knocked out of bounds by number 11 who just checked in. That's a junior, Riley Bennett. And we got a timeout call. Timeout taken with a minute 25 to play. It's 11-9. Sloan Hendricks with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's that time of year again, and everywhere you go, people are rooting for their favorite team. At Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, we want to be your favorite team. That's why we created Favorites, great new rates with the same great service. To find out if you qualify for Favorites, call your local Farm Bureau Insurance agent today or get a free quote online at favorites.com. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
And welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School in the timeout. Now it's 11-9, Sloan Hendricks with a two-point lead. Again, want to say thank you to some of our boosters, including Cooper's Seven Seas Family Farm in Mammoth Spring, Fred O'Neill, attorney at law at 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry in Thayer, and Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer. Just a few of our boosters for Lady Bear basketball. Mammoth Spring with the basketball now. Tyson had it slapped away, picks it back up, gives it off to Reisner. Reisner gives it to Corbett now on the right wing, back out to Reisner. top of the key. She'll take it right side. Her pass underneath is stolen by Sloan Hendricks. Quickly back up the floor. Matheny drives in, kicks it out. They swing it around. Three-pointers by Spence is no good. Rebound inside by Davis. Her pass back out is stolen by Bethany Robbins. Lady Bears. Jaylee Tyson gives it up to Corbett. Molly back out to Tyson. They'll swing it around left side now. Gives it to Robbins behind the three-point line. Bethany fakes the drive back out to Corbett. In the corner to Reisner. Reisner goes baseline. She's cut off. Excuse me, Vandiver. Kenyon Vandiver that was taking it baseline. Back off to Robbins. She had it slapped and taken away. Gets it back, goes up with it, can't get it to go, gets her own rebound, can't get it to go again. Goes to the floor trying to get the loose ball, and it's picked up by the Lady Greyhounds and then stolen, and now stolen back. The Greyhounds have it, and they throw it away. Wild sequence there. No one can get control of that basketball. And the Lady Bears will have it. Sloan Hendricks tried to throw it ahead, threw it out of bounds. And it will be Mammoth Spring ball with 1.2 seconds left. Tyson going to turn, throw it the length of the floor. That'll end the first quarter. Your score, 11-9. Sloan Hendricks leads Mammoth Spring. We'll take a break. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School as we get ready to start the second quarter. What's been a really good ball game, a defensive battle between the 6th-ranked Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Sloan Hendricks with a 2-point lead at the end of one, 11-9. Mammoth Spring will have the ball as we start the second quarter. Molly Corbett takes the inbound from Reisner, fakes the drive, now backs it back out. She's standing out above the free throw line, and we got a charge called. As she drove it in, she drove it right into the chest of her defender and knocked her down and got called for the charge. That's the first foul on Molly on the night, first on the Lady Bears here in the quarter. With the basketball now, Bennett gives it off to Matheny. Matheny on the dribble. Lady Bears have dropped back into a zone now. Playing that 3-2 zone. Really extending it out on the shooters here. Matheny has it on the left wing, or excuse me, right wing. Back over to Brown. Now Spence with it. Spence, Emery Spence on the drive. She'll put the shot up and it's good. Nice shot. Emery Spence makes the three. Makes it a 5-point lead, the biggest lead in the ball game for either team. Molly Corbett fakes the drive. Now she'll give it in the corner to Parker, who checked back in. Lauren gives it back out to Molly Corbett. Her pass almost over the fingertips, and now we got an over in the back. As Allie stepped over the half-court line, she said she was pushed in the back. It might have been a little bit of a push there. Sloan Hendricks with the basketball. Alexis Davis crosses half-court on the dribble. Gives it top of the key to Matheny. She looks inside. Back out to Davis. Now over to Spence, and she threw it out of bounds. So Lady Bears get a turnover now. See if they can get some points and cut into this 5-point lead. Mammoth Spring basketball. Molly Corbett will take the inbound, and she'll bring it up the floor on the dribble. Picked up, and she crosses half court by Brown. Out to Tyson. Tyson thought about the three. They quickly jump out on her. Molly Corbett has it now, right corner, and she is shoved. Push called on the Lady Greyhounds, Riley Brown. So Lady Bears will inbound in front of the Greyhound bench. Molly Corbett out front, looks to drive. Good defense. Brown staying in front of her, not giving her any room to make a drive to the basket. Off to Tyson. Tyson looking inside to Robbins. Robbins turns, puts the hook shot up, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Sloan Hendricks. So it'll be Lady Bear basketball. Underneath their own basket, Lauren Parker set the inbound. She'll bring it in. And it's stolen by Matheny. Matheny quickly up the floor to Davis. Davis goes up. Shot is no good. Fight for the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Sloan Hendricks. Two Lady Greyhounds fighting for the ball there, and they knocked it out of bounds. Mammoth Spring again will inbound the basketball. Looking to come in, and I don't know what the holdup is. The referee now will hand her the basketball. And Molly will bring the ball up the floor. Corbett on the dribble. Takes it up the right side, now back left, top of the key. Gives it off to Tyson. Tyson looking inside to Robbins. Back out to Parker. To Tyson. Bethany Robbins with it. Bethany back out. Gives it to Corbett. Corbett into the lane, puts the hook shot up. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's controlled by the Lady Greyhounds. And then as they tried to throw it back up the floor, Molly Corbett knocked it out. Lady Bears struggling here to get any offense against this defense. Matheny on the dribble. She'll give it back out to Davis. They swing it around to Spence, and Spence is tripped. And a foul on Molly Corbett. That's her second. That's big for the Lady Bears. That's her second foul. With the basketball now, the Greyhounds will inbound on the sideline. They'll bring it in. Davis out front. Alexis Davis off to Matheny. High post to Brown. Brown going underneath. The shot up and in. Inside, number 11, Bennett powers it up and in, her first two, and she draws a foul. We'll see who that foul's on. I believe they're going to get Lauren Parker, but I'll wait till they post it. It was on Lauren, her first. And with that, Vandiver's going to check back in, and Parker will get another breather. Shot on the way is no good. Fight for the rebound, though, controlled by Sloan Hendricks. So they got the two, then get the ball back here on the rebound on the free throw. With the basketball, Brown kicks it out to Matheny. Davis now for three. That's a long three, and we're going to have a foul inside on Bennett. Riley Bennett, the junior, fighting, trying to get position. Now number 42 checking in, Abigail Jefferin, and she is 6'2". She towers above the rest of these players. With the basketball, Robbins has it out behind the three-point line, gives it to Corbett. Corbett drives in, puts up the hook shot, no good. Rebound pulled down by Spence. Spence on the dribble. She'll bring it up the floor. Sets it up top of the key, hands off to Davis. Davis picked up by Corbett. They go high post to Brown. She'll fire the jumper up and in. Riley Brown with her first two of the ball game, and the lead is out to 9 now, 18-9. They have doubled the Lady Bears in scoring. It was a two-point game at the end of one quarter. Lady Bears have not scored in this quarter, and they turn it over again on a travel. Coach Long wants to talk things over. Timeout taken with 4:03 left in the half. Lady Bears trail by 9, 18-9. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
And welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears trailing the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds 18-9. They have not scored yet here in this quarter, halfway through the second quarter. With 4:02 left to play in the half, it was 11-9 at the end of one. Leading scorers in the ball game: Bethany Robbins has 5 to lead Mammoth Spring. Molly Corbett with 4. For the Lady Greyhounds, Emery Spence and Hayden Matheny both with 5 points to lead the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds. Back out on the floor, it will be Sloan Hendrick basketball. 4:02, it's actually 4:03 left in this first half. Davis with the basketball, she'll take it left side, brings it back out top of the key to Spence, around to Matheny, wide open for 3, and probably not the person you want to leave open. That's her second three-pointer. She's got 8 points, and this lead now out to 12 points. That's why they're ranked number 6 in the state in Class 2A. They're a good basketball team. Molly Corbett to the basket. Beautiful pass into Robbins, and then Bethany committed the foul, trying to get it back after missing the little shot short in close. So the Lady Bears now going to extend some pressure here. They're going to test the ball handling skills of these Lady Greyhounds. Well, maybe just faking it a little bit. They back off now after the inbound play and drop back in that zone. Underneath shot up is no good. Fight for the rebound, tipped out, controlled by Sloan Hendricks. High post to Brown. Brown is leveled, knocked down. I don't know if they're going to get Reisner or Tyson. They were both there. I believe they're going to get Allie for the foul. If they do, that'll be her second. 2 fouls now on Reisner, 2 on Corbett. And that's already the 5th foul in the quarter, so that's going to send Brown to the free throw line. Riley Brown, 33. She is a freshman. Shot on the way is good. Riley's got 3 points. She'll set for the second shot. It's on the way, and it's off the rim. No good. Good box out and rebound there by Bethany Robbins. Tyson had the ball knocked away. It's stolen by Davis. And then Davis threw it behind her teammate and out of bounds. Great defensive play, but then she turned it over. Lady Bears will have the ball here on the sideline. They'll bring it in. Molly Corbett. Molly on the crossover dribble. It's going to be fouled by Davis. So Davis, after turning the ball over, turns around and fouls. Number 10, Gines, is back in. She's playing with 2 fouls. She'll check in. That's the first foul on, by the way, on number 22, Davis. With the basketball, Allie Reisner works it in the middle, out, 3-pointer on the way. It's no good. Rebound by Corbett, back up and in. Lady Bears finally getting on the board here in this second quarter. And we got a turnover. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears forcing a turnover on the inbound. They maybe surprised them a little bit with that pressure. Inbound play. Corbett has it out top, goes inside to Robbins, who spins. Nice spin move. She couldn't finish. And rebound pulled down by the Lady Greyhounds, and then they turn it over. As the ball rolled off of the leg of one of the Lady Greyhounds and out of bounds. 2:31 left in the first half. Mammoth Spring with just 2 points here in this second quarter. Inbound play, Robbins has it, gives it to Reisner, out to Corbett. Molly looking to get free. Off to Robbins. She'll fire for 3. It's good. Bethany with a 3-pointer. She's got 8 points. And the lead is down to 8 now, 22-14. with a basketball. Spence out front. Gives it to Brown. High post to Giants. Underneath to Jefferin. And she's going to be fouled. They just lobbed it in there. And she didn't even jump. Just reached up and took it out of the air. And tried to shoot it and drew the foul. That foul on number 24. Bethany Robbins, her second. Jefferin knocks the first one down. Her first point. Brown out as Davis checks back in. Corbett, Robbins, and Reisner all have two fouls. Second free throw. No good. Good box out and rebound. Lady Bears have it. Bethany Robbins. She'll hand to Molly Corbett as the Lady Bears set up the offense, trailing by nine, 23-14. Corbett outside on the dribble, trying to get free. Gives it underneath to Robbins. Her shot is rejected by Jefferin. That's that big 6'2 there. She didn't even jump. She just reached out and slapped it away. With the basketball, Davis to Matheny. Matheny, a long three-pointer. It's good. Hayden Matheny now in double figures with 11. Lady Bears down by 12 now, 26-14. Molly Corbett looking inside. She'll give it off to Tyson. Tyson over to Robbins. Robbins puts it up and couldn't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Sloan Hendricks. And Robbins gets the steal and gets the foul from Davis. Alexis Davis, a little frustrated there. She picked up her second foul. And she's coming out as several more players come in here for Sloan Hendricks. They make some changes. Looks like Brown, Matheny, and Giants all coming back in. Molly Corbett gets the ball inside, puts it up and in. Molly now with eight. She has eight. Robbins has eight. That's all the scoring for Mammoth Spring. With the basketball, Brown out to Matheny. Down to 50 seconds to play here in the quarter, in the half. Giants to Matheny. Matheny, running jumper on the way is good. Matheny's a scorer. She's got 13, and the lead is out to 10 now. 28-16, a 12-point lead. Robbins has the ball taken away. Ball is loose. Molly got to be careful there. She almost picked up her third foul. Don't want to do that with 15 seconds left to play here in the half. Matheny with it. Matheny back out to Brown. They go underneath. Jefferin, she'll put it up and in. She's got three, and the lead's out to 14. And that's going to do it for your first half. Your score, 30-16. The Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds lead the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. We'll take a break. Back with your halftime stats here in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Palace Drug Store is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drug Store is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick, and Palace Drug Store is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drug Store your local pharmacy.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls Basketball Teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
All right, we are here at Mammoth Spring High School. They're doing a senior salute here at halftime, so we're not going to take a lot of time here during this break here. It is 30-16 Sloan Hendricks with a 14-point lead. We're going to take an extended break. We'll come back. We'll have more from Mammoth Spring High School here in just a few minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, and Mountain View, has a degree plan just for you. Surgical technology, nursing, automotive, and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, precision machining, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Technical Center in Ash Flat and our Welding Center in Mountain View, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. At Ozarka, students matter, and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
It's that time of year again, and everywhere you go, people are rooting for their favorite team. At Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance, we want to be your favorite team. That's why we created Favorites, great new rates with the same great service. To find out if you qualify for Favorites, call your local Farm Bureau insurance agent today or get a free quote online at favorites.com. Arkansas Farm Bureau Insurance. Go with the home team.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh. Growing up as a young boy here in the Ozarks, my fourth grade teacher in school asked us to write in our daily journal what our dream job was. I wanted to be a Chevrolet dealer, and sometimes things just work out. Now, if I was asked the same question, the only thing different is, I want to be your Chevrolet dealer.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. They continue to honor the seniors here at halftime of the senior girls game. Real quickly, we'll look at the leading scores for the teams. For Sloan Hendricks, they were led in the first half by Hayden Matheny, who had 13 first-half points, and then 5 points for Emery Spence, 4 for Alexis Davis, 3 points for Riley Brown, 3 for Abigail Jefferin, and 2 for Riley Bennett. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, they were led by Molly Corbett and Bethany Robbins, both with 8 first-half points. Nobody else scored. The Lady Bears trail the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds 30-16 here at the half. We'll take another break. Back with more from Mammoth Spring High School in just a few minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
A proud supporter of Mammoth Spring School is Palace Drugstore, located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem. They offer all the latest and up-to-date pharmacy services, including drive-thru at both locations and free delivery. Go mobile with your health as well by downloading the RX Local mobile app and sign up for text alerts to know when your medication is ready. Thank you for making Palace Drug your local pharmacy.
Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Serving Fulton and Sharp counties, the Ozarka College campus and Carpenter Technical Center in Ash Flat offer affordable education and quality training for your career. General studies, IT, criminal justice, teacher education, professions in healthcare, welding, machining, automotive, and diesel mechanics, and more. At Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Go online to get started at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School here on senior night. Real nice ceremony they're doing here at halftime of the senior girls game. They're honoring all the senior male athletes here at Mammoth Spring High School. Right now, Braxton Sneed, the senior bear here on the basketball team, who we'll be hearing here a little bit later on. He'll be playing in the second game of our doubleheader, is at center court with his family. And, again, we will continue with more here from Mammoth Spring High School in just a few minutes. We're going to take one more quick break. We should be back to basketball here just very shortly. But we'll take another break back with you in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Mammoth Spring School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Spring School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
Your home is where your memories live. It's where you laugh and where you love. We understand the importance of the valuables under your roof, tangible and intangible alike. So no matter what's around the corner, we'll be there, offering you and your family the support that's made Farm Bureau Insurance a trusted name for over 70 years. You deserve more. You deserve a promise. visit afbic.com.
I'm Seth Godwin, your Arkansas Farm Bureau agent for auto, home, and life insurance.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
And welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. They're just getting ready here to wrap up senior night here at the high school. I think they got the last athlete out there now, and we'll get back to basketball. I want to say thank you again to some of our boosters for Lady Bear basketball. They include Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Thayer Ready Mix, Carter Funeral Home in Thayer and West Plains, and Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, 417-280-7466. Just a few of our boosters for Lady Bear basketball here for this season. And several athletes now standing out here getting a round of applause here from the crowd as we get ready to get back to basketball. It will be senior girls second half. And at the halftime, it is 30-16. Sloan Hendricks with the lead. There is some foul trouble on the Mammoth Spring side. Molly Corbett, Bethany Robbins, and Allie Reisner all have two fouls apiece in that first half. So they're going to have to be careful as they get back out on the floor. Looks like they're going to give them about 6 minutes to warm up here during this halftime break. Right now they're still taking pictures, and as soon as they get done with the pictures, Sloan Hendricks and Mammoth Spring girls will get back out here and get warmed up, and we'll get back to playing. Good start to this one. It was a defensive battle in that first quarter. After one, Mammoth Spring trailed by two, 11-9. But then second quarter, Sloan Hendricks come out, really took control. Mammoth Spring went 4 minutes before they scored a point in that second quarter. Fell behind and now trail by 14 at the half, 30-16. All right, the clock is running. We'll be back to basketball here in just a couple of minutes. We'll take one more quick break. Back with you at Mammoth Spring High School in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
Compassionate care beyond measure is the mission of Baxter Health Family Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Advanced practice registered nurses Leslie Batterton and Tamara Ward are taking new patients. They offer excellent care for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. To schedule an appointment, call 870-625-3111. They accept both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid. Baxter Health Family Clinic, 350 Main Street in Mammoth Spring.
Palace Drugstore is located on Main Street in Mammoth Spring and Highway 62 in Salem, Arkansas. Palace Drugstore is giving flu shots. Walk-ins are welcome, or call to reserve your flu shot today. Getting an annual flu shot is the best way to prevent you and those around you from getting sick. And Palace Drugstore is committed to serving you. They also have COVID and RSV shots. Thank you for making Palace Drugstore your local pharmacy.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. Both teams are getting warmed up now, getting ready to go for this second half of play. Lady Bears have to try to close out this gap here. They trail by 14, 30-16 here at the half. Some hot shooting from the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds. Maybe that long delay at halftime will cool them off a little bit. Hayden Matheny, she finished with 13 first-half points. She had three three-pointers. Emery Spence hit another three-pointer, so the Lady Greyhounds had four three-pointers in that first half. Lady Bears just one. Bethany Robbins hit a three in the first half. Nobody else made one. In fact, Bethany Robbins and Molly Corbett has all the Mammoth Spring Lady Bear points. They need to get some other players involved here. See if we can get some scoring elsewhere on the floor and close in or cut in on this lead, 30-16. We got about 2 minutes left here in this halftime break. Again, remind you, we've got senior boys basketball coming up, the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Sloan Hendricks Greyhounds. By the way, Sloan Hendricks boys also state ranked. They're ranked number four in the state. So it'll be another tough one for Mammoth Spring here tonight against the state-ranked Sloan Hendricks Greyhound basketball team. It is on their home floor. You never know what's going to happen. Hopefully they can play them tough. We expect an exciting ball game between the Bears and the Greyhounds a little bit later on. I also want to remind you, don't forget Chiefs football tomorrow, ASC divisional round. It is the Chiefs and the Houston Texans. Pregame starts at 2 o'clock here on K-Country 95, and then we'll have the kickoff a little bit after 3 o'clock between Kansas City and Houston. The winner advances to the AFC Championship to take on the winner of the Buffalo-Baltimore game. All right, we are getting closer and closer here. The players are coming over. They'll get some final instructions from their coaches, and we'll get ready to go with our second half of basketball. Lady Bears will go back to their starters, looks like. Coach Long has them sitting in front of him right here in front of us. And that'll be Bethany Robbins, Allie Reisner, Lauren Parker, Jaylee Tyson, and Molly Corbett. Three seniors, two juniors for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. For the Lady Greyhounds, they'll go back to the sophomore, Kaylee Jones, along with another sophomore, Alexis Davis. Sophomore Emery Spence, junior Hayden Matheny, and freshman Riley Brown. This is a young team. Only one senior on the roster, and that was Jeffrin, who didn't start for Sloan Hendricks. So they're going to be good here for a couple of years at least. And from what I've seen of their junior girls team, probably a little bit longer than that, because that junior girls team was really good too. Same way senior boys. The senior boys are going to be good for several years. They are young, too. And that junior boys team, they were impressive. They look like they could play a lot of the varsity teams around the area as they dominated their game with Mammoth Spring. It will be Sloan Hendricks basketball here as we start this second half. Matheny will trigger the ball in. She's standing on the sideline. Referee still talking things over, and they'll hand her the basketball, and she'll bring it in to Davis. Davis crosses half court right back to Matheny on the left wing. Top of the key now to Giants. Back out to Davis. Can't see down in the corner. Had people between me and them. I believe that was Spence. They swing it back around. Spence has it top of the key. Matheny now behind the three-point line. Top of the key to Davis. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Good defense here to start this second half, and a steal. Tyson knocked it loose. It's picked up, a long three-pointer, and that's going to be an air ball and a shot clock violation. Lady Bears had the rebound anyway, but it will be Mammoth Spring basketball. Down by 14. Now they got the stop. They need to get some points. Jaylee Tyson with the basketball. She'll cross half court. On the dribble, picks up the dribble, gives it out to Robbins, and the pass is stolen all the way to the basket by Spence, up and in, and she'll draw the foul. And we'll see if that is Reisner. That'll be her third. I believe that's going to be Reisner's third, and it is. Allie picked up the foul on Spence. Shot on the way on the free throw, no good. Rebound by Bethany Robbins. Lady Bears now looking again to break the pressure. Tyson trying to bring it up. She needs help. Lady Bears having trouble getting it across half court, and that's going to be a 10-second count. Good defense there by Sloan Hendricks. Mammoth Spring couldn't get it across half court. 32-16. It's a 16-point lead for the Sloan Hendricks Greyhounds. They'll inbound the basketball. Davis out front. Gives the ball off to Matheny. They work it underneath. Back out. Gets it out to Davis. Davis on the spin move. Back to Spence. She couldn't get the three to go. Matheny chases down the loose ball and it's slapped away. Knocked out of bounds, and they said touch last by Mammoth Spring. It will be Sloan Hendricks basketball. Matheny to trigger the ball in. Matheny for three. It's on the way. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound by Reisner. And then it goes off the foot of one of the Lady Greyhounds and out of bounds. Mammoth Spring will inbound the ball. They'll bring it in to Corbett, to Reisner. Up to Robbins. Now she'll give it to Corbett. Corbett on the run had it stolen from behind. Good defense there by the Lady Greyhounds. Davis now with it. Alexis Davis, high post. They go underneath all alone. Shot up and in by Riley Brown is good. The freshman did a smart thing there. She switched to her left hand to get away from the defense. Lauren Parker holds up. She had it going to the basket, but had defense between her and the basket. Reverse layup, no good by Corbett, and we got a jump ball. And players down, and we'll check, make sure everybody's all right. And I believe they're going to give it to, it should be White's ball. Yeah, I thought for a second they'd called a foul because they were about to give it to Sloan Hendricks. And it should be Mammoth Spring on the alternating possession. So Lady Bears will inbound. Allie Reisner to trigger the ball in, still looking, trying to get it in. She'll bring it in to Molly Corbett in the corner. Molly cut off. She brings it back outside to Robbins. Robbins spins in, out to Tyson. Tyson for three. It's good. Jaylee Tyson, big three there. Lady Bears needed that. Cuts the lead back to 15, 34-19. Matheny's pass inside is tipped away by Reisner. Chased down in the backcourt, though, by Matheny. She'll give it off to Davis. Davis on the dribble takes it top of the key. They swing it back around the outside. Matheny for three. It's good. You cannot leave her open. Matheny now with 16 and her fourth three made three. 37-19. Timeout taken. We'll take it with them. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The Bank of Salem proudly supports our area schools. Sports help develop discipline, respect, sportsmanship, and hard work, which will play a great part in a student-athlete's future. They are especially proud of the kids that work hard, the coaches that dedicate their time, and the parents that sacrifice so much so that their kids have the opportunity to play sports. Bank of Salem is a proud supporter of the Mammoth Spring boys and girls basketball teams. Member FDIC, Go Bears and Lady Bears.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. 5:12 left to play third quarter. Sloan Hendricks starting to build on their lead now. They lead it 37-19. They've got an 18-point lead. It will be Mammoth Spring basketball, and they're looking at full court pressure now. Molly Corbett takes the inbound. She turns, looks up the floor. Now she'll dribble across half court. Molly with a freshman on her gets it back over to Parker. Inside to Robbins, and the ball's off her hands and stolen by Matheny. Matheny with a beautiful pass up the floor to Davis. She'll put it up, no good. Gets her own rebound, back up again, no good. Rebound inside, nice pass to Gines, number 10, gets her first two. And the Lady Bears are down 20 now. Molly Corbett pushing the ball up the floor, drives in between defenders and draws the foul. Molly Corbett trying to make something happen there. 20-point Sloan Hendricks lead. Lady Bears struggling to get anything offensively against this tough defense from Sloan Hendricks. High arc and three-pointer by Molly. She's got 9 points now. Makes it a 19-point ball game. Giants out. She just picked up her third foul. Second free throw by Corbett is on the way, and it's no good. Molly, though, almost got that rebound as she come flying in. Knocked it out of bounds on the baseline. It'll belong to Sloan Hendricks. Lady Greyhounds will inbound. The freshman pushing the ball up the floor. Now off to Spence. She'll put it up, and she's going to draw a foul. We'll see who that's on. Emery Spence now will shoot free throws. And she took it strong to the basket. Foul on Jaylee Tyson, her first. Shot on the way by Spence is good. Emery Spence now with 8 points. She'll set for the second. It's up and it's good. So Emery Spence makes them both. She's got 9 points and the lead's back out to 21 now. Molly Corbett with the basketball. She pushes it across half court. Molly on the dribble, guarded by Brown, the freshman, Riley Brown. Corbett to the basket, puts it up, can't get it to go. Rebound pulled down by Sloan Hendricks. Spence with the basketball. Her pass is tipped and stolen by Tyson. Jaylee with the basketball. She'll push the ball up the floor, crosses half court on the dribble. Spence around, gives it off to Parker. Now to Robbins. Bethany out to Corbett. Molly looks for the screen. Now we'll give it to Parker on the right wing. Parker goes baseline. She's cut off. Out to Tyson. Into Robbins. Robbins puts it up, puts it in. Nice play by Bethany Robbins. She's the first Lady Bear in double figures with 10. Bethany has played well in there. Having to play that paint and try to rebound for the Lady Bears against this really quick, aggressive Lady Greyhound team. Riley Brown takes it to the basket. She's got 7. Inbound play here. Molly Corbett will take the inbound. She'll cross half court on the dribble, pushes it up the floor. They work it in to Corbett. Corbett on the block, comes back out into the corner now to Parker. Parker off to Robbins. Bethany back out to Molly Corbett. Molly Corbett trying to go baseline. She falls down. And we got a timeout called by Coach Long. 43-22, Sloan Hendricks leading Mammoth Spring. We'll take a break back here in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC better together. Member FDIC. Go Bears and Lady Bears.
Welcome back again to Mammoth Spring High School. The Lady Bears trailing by 21 to the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds. I want to say thank you again to some of our boosters for Lady Bear basketball. They include Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering in Thayer, 417-280-7466. Carter Funeral Home in Thayer, West Plains. Thayer Ready Mix. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer. State Line Plaza Restaurant and Fuel Center, Alton Bank and their branch bank of Birch Tree, Penny Lane Accounting, Dr. Scott Ream at Ream Optometry, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, and Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law, and 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer. Just a few of our boosters for Lady Bear basketball. Lady Bear is on the inbound. Tyson will fire the three. It's good. Jaylee has hit a couple of threes here in the second half. She's got 6 points. And the lead now is down to 18, 43-25. Davis with it. She's looking high post. Now we'll take it on the dribble, gives it to Spence. Back to Brown. Her shot is partially blocked And then saved back in. Good save by Jaylee Tyson. She'll get the ball right back. Swings it up the floor to Parker. Back to Reisner out front. Over to Corbett on the left wing. Molly fakes the drive, and her pass to Robbins is off Bethany's hands and out of bounds. Bethany wasn't expecting that. Matheny will inbound right in front of the Lady Bear bench, at the end of the Lady Bear bench. Gives it off to Davis, and they'll set up the offense, leading by 18, 43-25. They've led by as many as 21 here in this second half. Three-pointer by Matheny, in and out. She finally missed one, and the rebound's going to go out of bounds. Touch last by Sloan Hendricks. Lady Bears to inbound. Molly Corbett will take the inbound pass, and she'll push it right down the middle of the floor, all the way into the free throw line, out to Parker. They swing it around to Tyson, to Robbins. Robbins on the post, goes around the defender, puts it up, can't get it to go, and the rebound's pulled down by Sloan Hendricks. Lady Greyhounds quickly back the other way. Matheny fires the jumper, no good, and Robbins rips down another rebound. Off to Corbett. Molly all the way to the basket, puts it up, puts it in. Molly Corbett now in double figures with 11. Quickly back the other way. Davis out front, down to a minute 18 to play third quarter. Davis gives it to Giants. Her pass is stolen by Robbins. Up the floor, Corbett. Corbett going to the basket, puts it up and draws the foul. And Giants, couldn't believe it. Kaylee Giants, I believe, is going to pick up her fourth. If this team is deep, they'll bring two more players in. Not a lot of drop-off when they bring them in. They're going to bring in Jefferson, the big 6'2 senior. Also waiting to check in, I believe, is number 33, Riley Brown, the freshman. Molly missed the first free throw. Checking in for Mammoth Spring is Canyon Vandiver. Canyon back into the ball game. Played briefly there in the first half. Molly Corbett will step to the line trying to cut into this lead. Shot is on the way, and it's good. Molly now with 12. And the lead's down to 15. Back the other way, Brown goes up, missed a shot. And I believe they're going to get Canyon for the foul. Vandiver had her hands up, but maybe leaned in just a little bit. And that's going to send Brown, the freshman, Riley, at the free throw line to shoot a couple here. Makes the first one. She's got 8 points. She's going to be a dandy player, just a freshman. Already a good player, but most teams are not going to want to play her by the time she's a senior. Second shot on the way is no good, and we got a foul called. Number 42, Jefferson, who reached over the back and tried to slap it back in. She was called for the foul. So Molly, that is Jaylee Tyson bringing the ball up the floor, gets it over to Reisner. Allie with a basketball, trying to get free. Passes in, now gets it back on the post. The ball's loose. Back out. Robbins with it. Robbins thought about the three. She's taking it to the basket, and it is rejected by Jefferett. Again, just standing flat-footed, and she just slapped that away. All the way to the basket. Number 25, that is Matheny with 18 now to lead all scores. Back out to an 18-point lead, 46-28, with 17 seconds left in this third quarter. Lady Bears with a basketball. Reisner over to Tyson, off to Robbins. She'll go to the basket, puts it up and in. Bethany really aggressive here today. She's got 12 points. The shot at the buzzer is no good. At the end of three quarters, your score, 46-30. The Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds lead the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Back in 1 minute with your fourth quarter on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, precision machining, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. At Ozarka, students matter and your education is affordable. Ozarka College, life-changing.
At Mammoth Springs School District, we believe in winning both on the basketball court and in the classroom. From our dedicated teachers to our innovative programs, we're proud to prepare our students for a brighter future. With our focus on individual growth, we provide the personal attention every student deserves to succeed. Whether it's academics, athletics, or the arts, we're committed to helping our students achieve their full potential. Remember, as we cheer on the Bears this season, greatness starts here. Mammoth Springs School District, empowering today, inspiring tomorrow. Go Bears!
Welcome back as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears trailing by 16, 46-30 to the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds, the sixth ranked Greyhounds, and this is a big conference game as well. Of course, Lady Bears moved up from Class 1A to 2A this season, and they're in a tough conference with Sloan Hendricks and Izzard County, and Sloan Hendricks and Izzard County both ranked in the top 10 in the state, along with several other teams, Cotter and Marshall. It's just going to be a tough conference to play in, and we got a travel called on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. So Sloan Hendricks gets the ball back with the lead, 7:37 left to play. Reminder, we got boys basketball on the way immediately following this, the Bears and the Greyhounds. On the dribble, Davis crosses half court. She's picked up there by Jaylee Tyson. She'll give it off to Matheny. Matheny stops. He jump out on her. She'll turn around, give it to Brown. Into the corner. Spence will fire a three, and that's good. Emery Spence now in double figures. She's got 12. Second Lady Greyhound in double figures on the night. Mammoth Spring with the basketball down 19. Now Allie Reisner on the dribble. Gives it off to Robbins. Robbins looking inside to Parker. Parker over to Corbett. Corbett thought about the three, didn't take it. Gives it out to Tyson. Jaylee trying to get free from Davis. Good defense there by Lexi Davis. Three-pointer by Robbins on the way, no good. 5-4, and it's going to be touched and knocked out of bounds by Jaylee Tyson. Good effort by Jaylee. She just couldn't quite get a hold of it. Inbound play, and all the Lady Greyhounds took off. There's nobody down to help Brown inbound. Now they'll come back. Spence will come back and get the basketball. Down to 6:38 to play. Inside, Giants with it. Pass off to Jethryn. She couldn't hang on to it. Ball's loose on the floor, and it's going to be a jump ball. It'll belong to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Mammoth Spring basketball trailing by 19 with 6:30 to play. They need points in a hurry and a lot of them. Reisner with it. Reisner trying to get free. Drives in. Gives it off to Corbett. Corbett thought about the shot. Didn't take it. Goes up with it. Missed the shot. Rebound pulled down by Brown. Riley Brown up the floor to Matheny. Across now, three-pointer on the way by Spence is good. 15 now for Spence. That's her third three-pointer. And they are lighting it up. Jaylee Tyson off to Parker. Now to Corbett. Corbett looking inside. They swing it back out to Reisner. Into the post to Robin. She gets the ball back, goes up, and draws the foul. She missed the first shot, but followed her shot. Drew the foul, and now she will go to the free throw line, and Coach Long going to the bench here. They're going to send in Carly Russell and Gracie Langenfelder. At the line, Bethany Robbins. And they bring the players in. They're going to get Molly Corbett off the floor. She gets a nice round of applause from the fans. And this game getting out of reach here. with a 22-point lead. And so Coach Long getting some of his starters out of there, not want to see them get hurt here in a game that's, like I said, pretty well out of reach. Missed free throw, rebound by Reisner. She goes up. Her shot is no good, and the rebound's pulled down by Sloan Hendricks. Quickly back the other way, Riley Brown out to Matheny. Matheny looking inside to Bennett. Bennett to Jefferson, and she'll put it up and in. And that's too easy. She don't even have to jump. She just turns and shoots over everybody with the basketball. Allie Reisner gets it out to Russell, to Robbins. She'll fire for three. That's no good. Can't get it to go. And we got a whistle blowing, and they're going to get players in here. I believe a timeout taken by the Sloan Hendricks Greyhounds. 54-30, 24-point Sloan Hendricks lead. Back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
North Arkansas Electric Cooperative wants our members to know how to stay safe. If you're in an accident with an electric pole, stay put and call 911. Any downed lines could be energized. Remain inside until line technicians have removed the lines. If the vehicle is on fire, jump free from the vehicle and hop away with both feet together. You cannot touch the vehicle and ground at the same time. This safety message is brought to you by North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative, keeping our members safe.
And again, welcome back to Mammoth Spring High School. 5:04 left to play, 54-30. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears trail the Sloan Hendricks Lady Greyhounds. Sloan Hendricks will inbound the basketball. Spence with it. She gives it to Brown on the wing. Top of the key to Spence. As they look inside. Number five in there now. That is Roan, Macy Roan. She's going to fire a three-pointer. That's no good. The rebound's pulled down by Allie Reisner. Allie up to Carly Russell. Carly off to Tyson. Tyson around now to Reisner. She'll fire for three. That's in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jefferson. With the basketball, number 23, Spence. Looking inside, they'll bring it back out front. Pass over in the corner to Roan. Back out to Spence. Spence drives down the lane, puts the shot up on the run. No good. Bennett gets a rebound and puts it up and in. Riley Bennett with her second field goal. She's got four. Got two Rileys on the floor for Sloan Hendricks. Bennett and Brown with the basketball. Tyson has it in the corner. She'll come out to Parker. Lauren on the dribble. Picks it up. Now she needs help. Finds Lingenfelder over to Russell. Russell. Looking inside, comes back out to Reisner. Reisner. Reisner is called for the walk. The ball goes back to Sloan Hendricks. 26-point lead with 3:40 left to play. Sloan Hendricks, Lady Greyhounds. You can see why they're ranked sixth in the state. This is a good basketball team. Three-pointer on the way for Emery is good. Emery now with 18. She has 18, and Matheny has 18. They're two leading scorers. With a basketball, Lingenfelder out front. She's looking for help, finds Tyson. Back over to Parker. Parker picks up the dribble. Backdoor cut to Reisner. Reisner off to Russell. She'll put the shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Riley Brown. Riley Brown trying to get around Russell. Out to Spence. Over now to Roan, who's checked in. Down low to Jeffron, underneath to Bennett. Bennett puts it up and in. Good passing there by Sloan Hendricks. Good ball movement. Whistle blows, and they stop play for just a second to get some players in here. As it looks like Brown and Spence will come out. Matheny and Davis back in, so... You replace them with two starters there, basically. Parker on the dribble, hands off. They come back out to Lingenfelder. Trying to go inside. They do to Tyson. Tyson puts it up and in. Jaylee Tyson now with eight. And back down the other way. With the basketball, Matheny. She'll fire for three. It's good. Aiden Matheny now with 21. She has 21. Spence has 18. And it's a 32-point lead. A steal now by Davis. Alexis Davis pushing the ball up the floor with a minute 58 to play. Gives it off to Roan. She can't get it to go. We're going to get a foul called on number 42 over the back. And we'll go the other way. That's just the second foul. Bears, Molly Corbett and Bethany Robbins going to check back in. Thought they were done. But I think when Sloan Hendricks come back in with two of their starters, Coach Long decided just go ahead and come back with two of his. This game out of hand. It's a 32-point lead. Although neither team has a whole lot of subs on the sideline they can come with in with. They can't replace all the starters. With the basketball, Reisner out to Corbett. Corbett over to Robbins. Lady Bears have all five of their starters on the floor right now. Molly Corbett with the basketball. Down to a minute two to play. Out to Tyson. Tyson over to Corbett. Corbett puts the shot up on the run. That's no good. Didn't hit anything but the glass, and that's going to be a shot clock violation. Clock is running now. It'll continue to run to the end of this one with the mercy rule in effect. 32-point lead, 64-32. With the basketball, Sloan Hendricks out front. Matheny could have took that three. She didn't. She backed off. Bennett's going to shoot the two-pointer. That's good. Bennett now with eight. And now with 26 seconds to play, Molly Corbett looks like she's just going to hold on to the ball and let it run out. But Sloan Hendricks going to come out and make them pass it. Corbett with it, gets it back to Tyson. Tyson back to Corbett. Down to 8 seconds to play. And your final is going to be 66-32. Sloan Hendricks with the victory over the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and wrap this one up here in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy a car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
And again, welcome back here to Mammoth Spring High School. Our game final now, 66-30.